He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the March 30th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered on the shores of the Wando River in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Well, you know what? We've got an encouraging day shaping up here to begin a new week as we get ready to flip the page on March, which is the peak of flu season. Let's hope it's the peak of coronavirus season, because in April, flu season really drops off considerably. Let's hope that seasonality plays a role here. Man, I got a lot of news. I have a packed show here today. Right now, we're looking at about a 220-point gain on the Dow when it opens. S&P about 28 points. NASDAQ pushing 100, about 90 right now. Small cap index looking very strong today. I believe that small cap index has put in a bottom. And if you believe in J.P. Morgan, they think the market has put in a bottom, and so do I. Now, it's not going to be a smooth bottom. Bottoms can be a little bit choppy, but I think the damage has been done. Crude oil down 98 cents to 20.53. Futures would be up even more if it were not for crude oil. Crude oil was under 20 bucks here for a bit this morning. Gold down 30 cents to 16.24. Silver down 40 cents to 14.14. There's your lotto numbers of the day. And the 10-year yield, big rally in the bond market today here with the, 12 basis points. Clear down to 0.65%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and what is going to be an extremely busy show, as a lot has happened since we last talked on Friday morning. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in my 23rd year in the business as a professional money manager, former stock analyst, writer of a weekly newsletter that called the market right for 11 straight years. What am I saying now? Well, I had an article on Seeking Alpha over the weekend that was quite controversial. That's okay. I don't mind controversy. I said what I said, and I'm not going to change my opinion on what I said, because I used numbers. I didn't use emotion, and that article went viral on Seeking Alpha. That's the second article in a row. Well, two out of three. Teladoc did pretty well, too, and the stock has done very well since my article on Teladoc. Of course, I've got a triple now in Teladoc, and we continue to look for more winners here in the market. That's our daily search as we prowl the waters of the market looking for great bargains to be had at the current time. But if you can look at my article on Seeking Alpha over the weekend, it's my latest article. It did go viral. Last time I looked, 535 comments. Honestly, I don't read the comments. You know what? Let them argue amongst themselves, okay? I don't have time to get into social media fights. What is just a waste of time. It stirs up contention. Nothing good comes from it. I stand where I stand, and I base it on numbers, and I have a track record of 11 straight years of being right about the market. So, you know, let the chips fall where they may. Also, the latest tip ranks ranking here today. You found the right show to listen to. That's just my opinion, okay? A lot of people, I'm sure. This guy, he's a charlatan. Blogger profile, Bill Gunderson, Seeking Alpha. This is on tipranks.com. Ranked number 218 out of 7,181 bloggers. Well, I'm much more than a blogger. I've written about 300 articles for Seeking Alpha. I manage money. I'm a professional money manager. And there's a lot of articles. There's a lot of stocks that I've bought over the years that never made it onto Seeking Alpha. So that ranking could be even a lot higher. And out of all the experts in the world, now we're counting Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, all their analysts, all these guys that are on the big channels every day, I'm number 798 out of 13,394. You can do the math. There's a lot of people in the line behind me, and there's not a whole lot of people in the line in front of me. And I continue to move up that line, which I think is especially rewarding. I feel good about that I've moved up in rank during a major sell-off in the market, and the others have fallen by the wayside. So anyways, you take that for what it's worth, whether or not you want to give any credence to what I have to say or not. Here's what's happening. Here's one of the headline news, I think. Yesterday, I think it happened in a very quiet way. The malaria drug was approved for use on coronavirus patients. And I wrote about that a couple of weeks ago, that a promising new drug has just appeared basically out of nowhere. It was being tested in France. A study in France showed that it had very effective results on especially those that are very sick. And also there's been another study. I'll have to find that. It's a U.S. doctor who's had 100% success rate in using the drug. And, of course, there's been a battle between Dr. Fauci and President Trump and Mike Pence, Vice President Pence. They feel good about the drug. Of course, the scientist, the doctor, obviously wants clinical trials done, which takes quite a while. But the drug was approved yesterday very quietly. And who knows? Maybe that's one of the miracles we've been praying for. Big advances have been made in the vaccination part of all of this. Big advances have been made in the testing. Abbott Labs, a stock that we own here in our dividend and growth portfolio, is flying higher today. A five-minute test kit about to be available at some point here in the future. You know, another thing we all kind of forget in all of this, yes, we focus on the unemployment and the layoffs last week. Let's not forget that the vast majority of America, we're still working. We're working from home. How do you think the shelves are getting stocked in the market? And of course, they got to be stocked with things that are made. People working from home, law enforcement, people in the medical industry, police officers, firemen, just the military. The vast majority of America is still at work, so let's not forget that. Fishing guides. I see fishing guides going up and down the river here. People have some time off. They're 6 foot away between the fisherman and the guide. I guided a little trip on Saturday. I took my son-in-law and his friend and a couple of grandkids. And I took them to a spot. I didn't have long to fish. I didn't get the newsletter out till late Friday, Saturday. It was a monster. So we had a couple hours to break away. We caught a very nice flounder and a very nice speckled trout. They were delicious. And we got 39 clams that I made baked clams oreganata. I taught these kids, these millennials, how to bake clams, man. You put in some breadcrumbs and some butter and some fresh herbs and some Parmesan cheese. You top that clam up and you put it back in the shell and you broil it under the oven and it melted in your mouth. It was so good. Anyways, back to the stock market here. All right, let's pick up where we left off on Friday with a 900-point drop on Friday. But if you look at the week that we had last week, I was kind of surprised. In the newsletter, Barry updates that weekly performance of the market every week. Markets were up about 10% last week. So, you know, this money managers like me, you know, I don't have any shorts anymore, and I continue to get longer and longer and longer the market. On the one hand, you don't want to miss out on the bull. There will be another bull, and that was what my article was about over the weekend, hint, hint. And you don't want to miss out on that. So there's a lot of pent-up pressure to get back into the market. And at the same time, you don't want to get back in too early and get your toe bit off again. But so far, things looking pretty good here today. And the other big news over the weekend was yesterday with President Trump extending the social distancing guidelines to April 30th. Okay, no more day after Easter. America's back in business. It was a hopeful thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with having optimism, but I think that would have been a big mistake. And at the end of the day, Vice President Pence listened to the coronavirus panel. He heads up all of this, and he recommended, hey, let's go at least until April 30th. So that may have sounded like down news. I thought it was. Futures went down after that, but right now, looking pretty bright for today. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Podcast heard all over the world. Ranked number 218 today on out of 7,100 and some odd. And another viral article on Seeking Alpha over the weekend. Well, enough of that. Okay, let's get to business here. J.P. Morgan issues a new forecast for the U.S. economy after digesting a week's worth of pandemic news. The firm now projects Q1 GDP. Okay, this is the quarter that ends tomorrow, believe it or not. They project Q1 GDP of minus 10%. They were at minus 4% during their prior forecast. Listen to this, and they see Q2 GDP of minus 25%, which, hey, you know what? Look, everything's closed. I mean, yeah, 75% of America is working and about 25% not working right now. That makes sense. And they have lowered that GDP from minus 14 to minus 25. However, well, they say the stay-at-home orders impact states that account for over half of GDP. Well, yeah, California is a major part of our economy. New York is a major part of our, much bigger than Rhode Island, okay, much bigger than Vermont, Bernie, hate to say it, but California is a big chunk of our, and they have stay-at-home orders, okay. And, of course, travel, tourism are all big parts of those economies. And, of course, the oil in Texas not helping. J.P. Morgan now expects the unemployment rate to peak near 8.5%. Okay, we've seen some numbers out there, 25 to 30. We've seen 30%. I think that came from Mnuchin. I think he was using that as a bargaining chip to get that bill passed. But J.P. Morgan says 8.5%. Now, here's the good part. Look, I mean, why aren't we going to follow the same pattern that China started showing up mid-December? By mid-March, they're back to work, which I've been saying all along. Give it 3 months, you know, and I think America will be back to work. So I think it's going to impact a couple of quarters, and then we're back in business. J.P. Morgan expects a recovery in the second half of this year. Listen to this. Lifting GDP by 6%. That would be huge. Our forecast continues to embed an assumption that the virus has run its course by June. Well, that's June 1st. Seems to be kind of a magic number that every... I think it's going to run its course sooner, maybe a few weeks before that, okay? Maybe. I did listen to Dr. Birx last night, and she was saying that there is seasonality to this thing, like the flu. J.P. Morgan goes on to say, we're also very close. Well, we've got there now. We're done. We passed that $2 trillion federal stimulus effort. Debt is a problem, obviously. But J.P. Morgan basically saying that the bottom in the market, okay, that's what everybody, that's the major debate going on. And if you read my article over the weekend, you'll see 525 comments everywhere from this is worse than the Great Depression to this is one of the great buying opportunities in our generation. And the opinions are all in between. And I made my forecast on this very, very clear with everybody, and I stand by it. Global markets were okay overnight. India seems to be the one that's the worst. U.S., 116,000 cases. 650,000 confirmed cases worldwide. 30,249 fatalities. That works out to a little under 2% fatality rate, I guess, morbidity rate. And it's lower here in the U.S. And, of course, we don't really know if our denominator is right. We got the numerator, the deaths, but the denominator, we don't know how many unconfirmed coronavirus cases. So that morbidity rate could be a lot closer to 1%. China or Italy's still number two, 92,572, 10,000 deaths. And, you know, they're saying there's a lot about how they don't social distance. You know, Italians are very, you know, good. Hug each other, kiss each other on the cheek and that kind of thing. And smoking seems to be a big factor. Look at China's morbidity rate, almost 8 or 9%. China is now number three with 82,000 cases. There has been some rumors out there that it's reappearing in China. But and especially in the province where it all began. But I listened to Dr. Birx last night. She said that's because tourists are, people are starting to come back and visit and enter in and bringing it with them. Okay, so they've got to keep control under that. But it's not previously infected people getting it again, and it's not the virus all of a sudden kicking in again. It's people. People. They're the carriers of the virus. Okay. What else do we have? We have, like I said, they're going to be testing hydroxychloroquine along with azithromycin on 1,100 patients in New York this week. The drug has been approved. We've got, I'm just going through yesterday's, Johnson & Johnson seems to be a lead, has kind of vaulted themselves into the lead right now with a potential vaccine for this. Their shares are up 4% in the pre-market. China jumps on the easing bandwagon. The People's Bank of China continues to ease, continues to stimulate, and of course stimulating the economy. And easing is now going on all over the world. Now there's talk of a fourth stimulus package, a fourth stimulus package. Break out the printing presses, please. Dr. Fauci now estimating 200,000 U.S. deaths. Well, I can remember various articles that were predicting an apocalypse in America. Millions and millions of deaths, as high as 60, I saw one estimate 60 million. I've seen 30 million. I've seen 20 million. And I think Fauci's probably on the high side. Now we're down to 200,000, which is like 1/10 to 1/100th, you know, 1/50th of what has been predicted by some of the doomsday and apocalypse sayers out there. Jeffries Group, CFO, dies due to coronavirus. Folk singer John Prine, send me an angel, right? Well, he's near death, the poor guy, from coronavirus. But here's the biggest story of all, I think. And, well, we'll save this for when we come back because I hear a little bit of music playing. Here's the one that I just, it gives me hope, okay? This came out of kind of nowhere yesterday. I have talked about it in the past. A couple weeks ago, I wrote an article about it, brought it to your attention, sent out a special alert on it. Where are we with it? Well, new news on it today. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Dow has opened. It's up 200 points. So, hey, that's pretty encouraging given where we left off on Friday and also given the news, especially yesterday, with another two-week extension of the social distancing. Not good news for bars and restaurants, sporting events, Major League Baseball, you name it, NBA, National NHL, all of it. But here's the news that I'm gonna I have a lot of, I don't know, call it faith, I guess, optimism. In an interview with Sontag Zeitung, Novartis CEO, pretty big guy, all right, says preclinical studies in animals, as well as the first data from clinical studies, show that its hydroxychloroquine malaria drug kills the coronavirus. Now, this is from Novartis, big Swiss drug maker. The CEO says the company is working with Swiss hospitals on possible treatment protocols for the clinical use of the drug. But it's too early to say anything definitively. Well, you know what? I think we're going to know by the end of the week because New York's going to give it to 1,100 patients this week. It has been approved yesterday. Very quietly. I didn't see a lot of reporting about it, but I thought it was pretty big news. The CEO says they're recruiting patients for the trial in Europe and the U.S. for the clinical studies, and they're in talks with regulatory authorities in the U.S. and Switzerland on whether the company will be granted rapid approval. Novartis has pledged to donate 130 million doses. Well, that ought to do it, you know, here in the U.S. We've got, what, how many deaths now? 2,000, something like that. 130 million doses and supporting clinical trials needed before the medicine, which President Trump also has been promoting, can be approved for use against COVID-19. Now, a second drug that's also showing big promise is Gilead's drug, Remdesivir, okay? In an open letter, Gilead CEO Daniel O'Day says he expects to have initial data about the potential of Remdesivir to combat coronavirus in the coming weeks. Not months. Weeks. And it has not been approved. I think it's one of those that has been approved in a compassionate use where somebody is... on death's doorstep and going downhill fast. And then the other, okay, so those are the drugs, the very, very promising developments over the weekend. And that may have something to do with at least the market being stable here finally today again. After a big week last week, let's not forget, the market was up 10% last week. Don't get lost with that in fact. Moderna. mRNA, they seem to be the other one with are they working on a vaccine? Yeah, vaccine candidate. So the two leading treatments for treatment right now, it seems to be the malaria drug and Remdesivir from Gilead. And the leaders in the vaccine front seem to be Johnson & Johnson and Moderna right now, mRNA. Now, as far as the testing goes, major breakthrough by Abbott Labs today over the weekend, whenever, they have a five-minute test, and the stock is up 9.7% today. We own that in our dividend and growth portfolio. Abbott announces that the FDA has issued emergency use authorization for its molecular test that could detect a positive coronavirus diagnosis in as little as 5 minutes and a negative result in 13 minutes. This new test will be available next week, and Abbott expects to ramp up manufacturing to deliver 50,000 tests per day by April 1st. So there you go. New York, considering cigarette sales ban, they have definitely, the mortality rate definitely jumps much, much higher for smokers. And they're looking at possibly banning for 6 weeks cigarette sales. China reopens province where it all began. That's encouraging news. India has no plans to extend their 21-day lockdown. India also now kind of in all of this. Acme no longer has stock hedges. We are hen-hedged. Well, you know what? I am too. Naked and afraid, I guess. Naked and afraid. But I'm not afraid. I think there's something going on here. Acme says we still have cash to invest so we can buy more if stocks decline further. I continue to believe that the sooner we shut down the entire country, now that's Ackman. Well, it basically is shut down, okay? The sooner the economy will recover. Okay, bills come due as economy feels the squeeze. Mortgage firms are bracing for a wave of missed payments starting April the 1st. That's in 2 days, with an estimated $20 billion in monthly retail real estate loans due. And mall owner Taubman says tenants must pay their rent, even though the malls are shut down. And they're specifically aimed at Cheesecake Factory, who says they can't pay the rent. Ah, boy, the fallout from this. The sooner we can get this in the rearview mirror, obviously, the better. Now, in the meantime, there's some good developments. Raytheon United Technology merger obtains all regulatory approvals. Amazon is hiring Lyft drivers. Imagine what this has done to the Lyft and the Uber drivers. Devastating, right? Well, they're hiring Lyft drivers, and they're paying an extra $2 per hour to get them to deliver goods instead of passengers. Serious challenges for the sports empire. Of course, NBA, we'd be in the second week of Major League Baseball this week. All shut down. Ventilator production ramping up. UK says it needs 30,000 ventilators, and you got Airbus now making ventilators. Now, more good news. More insurers waive COVID-19 charges. CVS, Cigna, Humana will pay all expenses for COVID-19 treatment. It's not cheap to stay in a hospital for several days on a ventilator. You know that. Amazon will begin screening employees for elevated temperatures each day, starting at sites in Seattle and New York City, as coronavirus cases were reported across 17 of its warehouses. Roos Hospitality, that's Roos Chris Steakhouse. Yeah, they're not doing so good right now. Closed down, they will withdraw their financial guidance. J. Jill at risk of being delisted. Boy, all of these companies that were on the edge, this will put them right over the edge. Calmaine Foods beats estimates. They're an egg manufacturer. There's some more good news. Buy the egg stocks. Now, in the final segment of the show here, I've got some ideas, all right? People are saying, you know, if Bill's right, and if this is a bottom being put in here, which it's rocky, we're down 100 right now, so we've lost our 200-point gain, but you know what? It's stabilizing a little bit here. Then where would you be looking? And I've told people on Seeking Alpha to look at the articles that I've written recently for some ideas. Look for the articles in Seeking Alpha recently for some ideas of things that I like at the current time. So, before we come back for the final segment, lots of positive developments. Lots of positive developments here. And if we could go to break just a little bit early, I feel a sneeze coming on, fellas. Can we go to break just a little bit early here, if they're listening? Hello, guys. There we go. Thanks.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. Welcome back here to the final segment. Wow, we're having a good day here today in our portfolios, I see. The final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Oh, the beauty of live radio, you know. I've been doing it now for 23 years. Okay, idea time. Grab your pencil. No, I'm just kidding. But these are the stocks that are being talked about today. Several of them I like. Several of them I own. I've written numerous articles here recently over the last 6 to 9 months. You can go back on Seeking Alpha and look at all the articles that I've written. Those are the best ideas still. Okay, they were great stocks for years. I mean, they were great stocks then, and I believe they're great stocks now. Or they will be when this whole thing is over. Okay. The leaders are going to be the leadership stocks again. All right, so let's take a look. Barron's talked to a bunch of technology analysts over the weekend. They didn't talk to me. What, am I not on their dialing list there for their favorite stock picks for today's turbulent environment? Okay. Craig Moffett, I disagree. AT&T and Comcast, come on. Come on, Craig, you can do better than that. But he is bullish on Charter Communications, which is one that we own. And I find Charter, CHTR, to be one of the cheapest stocks in the entire market. Okay, you can do the math yourself. Look at the growth in earnings between last year, this year, next year. And I don't think Charter, I mean, they're probably hurting from some television or some advertising revenue, but I haven't seen it impact their earnings estimates all that much. Rich Greenfield from Lightshed Partners, he is bullish on Netflix. More people are using Netflix than ever before. Netflix will have higher subscriptions, higher average revenue per user, and better free cash flow than people think. Okay, he's also bullish on Twitter. I'm not. Noting record usage and a crowded events calendar once the virus threat ebbs. Paul Meeks, the Wireless Fund. He likes AMD. So do I. He likes Lam Research. I'm keeping my eye on it. He likes Taiwan Semiconductor. Eh. Micron. Eh. Applied Materials. Eh. That's his picks. Dan Niles, very well-known guy that he's on all the time. He's the go-to guy on Apple. I'm sure that's going to be on his list. He's watching video game stocks. Well, that's better than watching video games, Dan. Thanks. He's a pretty smart guy, including the new video game consoles from Microsoft. You know, sometimes at times like this when, you know, it's low tide in the market, why not pick up the best at low tide? From Microsoft and Sony, they're going to launch the first new hardware platform since 2013. He likes Take-Two Interactive with everybody stuck at home. And Zynga. I've been watching that Zynga stock, not the game, Zynga stock. It's like a $6 or $7 stock. It is acting pretty well, I will admit. He's betting on Amazon. Boy, have we come to rely on Amazon during all of this? And Ring Central. Oh, you might find Ring Central in my newsletter. He's shorting Apple. Now, this is Dan Niles. and why wonders why anyone would pay 19 times earnings when Dell Technologies and HP trade for 7 times earnings. Well, I would say because Apple's a much better company than Dell, and definitely better than Hewlett-Packard anyways. David Reederman, Endurance Capital Partners, likes cloud software picks DocuSign and Zoom Video. You might find one of those in somebody's newsletter around here. He's also bullish on data center operators like Equinix, Digital Realty Trust, CoreSight Realty. Now, these are REITs. You know who their tenants are? Big servers, data servers that are whirring all day long. They've got to keep those guys air-conditioned so they don't get too hot from all the commerce that's taking place in these big data centers. The cloud is booming right now. I read that cloud traffic is up 77%. Wolf Research likes Home Depot and Lowe's. They say the channel checks with Scott's Miracle-Gro. People are putting in edible garden products and pest control in particular. Man, my garden is booming since I put it in here in South Carolina. My peas are climbing the trellis. My tomatoes are starting to shoot up higher. I picked a bunch of Brussels sprouts last week. Does anybody want a bunch of Brussels sprouts? I just can't get used to those things. Never have, never will. I decided to pickle them. I had some pickled Brussels. We'll find out in 3 weeks if they're any good that way. If they're not, I'm done growing Brussels sprouts, that's for sure. Big rainbow carrots I picked over the weekend. Beautiful carrots. Alphabet upgraded on recovery positioning. I'm watching Alphabet, too. I don't own it. ASM Lithography, a chip equipment maker, is being talked about. Microsoft sees a 77% surge in cloud demand. 775% surge in cloud demand. There's an ETF called Sky, SKYY, that is all of the cloud computing stocks. Well, it's time to have a conversation with Gunderson and my team. We've made quite a name for ourselves over the years. We're booming on Seeking Alpha, where others are dropping like rocks. I knew that high dividend stuff was just going to get hammered. And you can't build a portfolio of all REITs. That's an industry that gets hammered in a recession, okay? It's nice to own a few, but to have an entire portfolio of REITs makes absolutely no sense. It's better to be unconstrained. I don't run a technology fund. I can own any sector I want. I don't have to be fully invested all the time. I can go anywhere in the world I want with my four portfolios. And I can even introduce inverse funds, ETFs, when I think it is appropriate. But right now, I don't own any. All my hedges are off, and I'm long the market, about 35% cash right now, right? Have a conversation with the Gunderson folks, 855-611-BELL. Check out our latest newsletter. It's a work of art, if I say so myself, GundersonCapital.com. Okay, I got to get to work. I'm putting on my waders. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.